Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Rob Lawrence.
In January 2013.
Where the theme was open heart.
I didn't come here expecting to talk tonight. So forgive me if this comes out the wrong way around. This is a story about my brother. And what happens when you get older, you know? You spend a lot of time when you're children fighting. I was telling my kids off yesterday for blaming each other for something that was clearly both their faults and not what they claim each other's faults. And if you've got a younger brother, especially if there's a good few years between you, you don't really get to know what they're like because they annoy you, right? and you grow up and you go to university, you get a job, you do whatever you do. And if you're lucky, right, you might get to know them as an adult. Right? It's not always the way because, you know, family gatherings when you get older tend to be, Christmas, birthdays, marriages, death, that sort of stuff. And those aren't great occasions for having a laugh or making friends. But I was lucky enough to be friends with my younger brother. And a couple of years ago, he came to live in London. Yeah, I got him a job at my company where I was working. And before he moved his family down, he came to live with me up the road for 3 months. And we hadn't spent any time together for, I don't know, 20 years, right? But, you know, whenever we got together, because we were friends, we used to have a really good time and let our hair down. And, this is a story about, I suppose what happens if you're lucky enough to spend some time with, you know, a brother or sister, when you're grown up and you can do what you want, right? And it's weird because, you know, when you've got families, quite often you don't get to do what you want, right? You know, there's always someone bugging you to do something that you don't want to do. You know, you might want to read the paper, you're getting your ankles pulled, and swimming, whatever it happens to be. You know, and the idea of being able to go to the pub or smoke a joint or do whatever you want whenever you want to do it, it's foreign. And, you know, he just had his first kid and had gone through, all the sleeplessness, all the horror of not knowing when you were ever going to get to bed or when you were ever going to be able to do anything you wanted to do for yourself ever again. So this 3 months was like a golden time. And it was Thursday night. And we'd gone to the pub after work. And we rock up back at my house, you know, a few sheets to the wind. Put some music on, you know, have something else to drink, have something to eat. It's midnight, right? It's a Thursday night. It's a school night. Anyway, we're having a good time. And YouTube, I don't know, YouTube's probably the best invention for staying up late and getting drunk, right? Because all the things you remember from when you're younger are on YouTube, right? It's brilliant. And so there we are. You know, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, have you seen this? Check this out. Boom, boom, boom. Really loud. Fantastic, fantastic. Anyway, it's 2 o'clock. Right, we've still got some beer, we're thinking about whiskey, and I remember, and this is a drug that won't come up very often in these, I remember that I've got some amyl nitrate in the in the bathroom cabinet. And I'm like, Ewan, stay here. You've got to hear this tune and have a hit of this. And I race upstairs. I get the little bottle of amyl nitrate and stick it under his nose and press play. And we're just, absolutely fantastic. And we basically spend the rest of the night going, listen to this. Anyway, I eventually retire injured on Friday morning, right, at about 4:30. And Ewan's going, oh, I'm just going to stay up. I'll have another cigarette in the garden. I'll see you later. Anyway, I get up. My alarm goes off. I get up at about 8:30. And I go downstairs. All the windows are open. All the windows are open. And it's just, it's like 50 people have had a party. It's just the two of us. I walk out into the garden, and there's a guitar on the deck in the garden. There's loads of beer bottles. And the grass, there's a massive burnt patch on the grass. I have to stand there trying with the worst head you can possibly imagine to piece together what could possibly have happened after I went to bed. Right? And So I can't. I'm kind of wandering around. Okay, everything's open. Have we been burgled? What happened? Did people break in and have a party? Who knows? Anyway, Ewan kind of pushes the living room door open. And he's like, oh, fuck. Look at my hand. And basically, his hand is burnt all the way up to where his shirt sleeve was rolled down. I said, what the fuck happened to you? And he goes, well, you went to bed. And I went, yeah. And he goes, well, I was sitting in the garden, and I'd lit a fag, right? And I'm smoking a fag. And I think, before I go to bed, I'll have another hit of that amyl nitrate. Right? So he lifts the amyl nitrate up and sets himself on fire because he hasn't taken the cigarette out of his mouth. Right? So, of course, his face goes up. His arm goes up because instead of throwing it away, he tips it back and it goes all over his arm. And then he drops it on the floor. So not only is his face on fire, his arm's on fire, and the ground's on fire. And he goes, you'll never guess what hassle I had putting it out. And it's just like, I can only imagine what he was like. He was dancing. Anyway. The next problem was what he was going to tell his missus, because he had to Skype every night at 7 o'clock or he was in major trouble. And this is the bit about, escaping the gravitational pull of families and reconnecting with your youth and everything like that when you're in your late 30s. Anyway, we never told her what happened. I said, look, just say you got wasted and spilt omelette juice on you or something, or made a dangerous sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it happened to be. Anyway, it still stands out as one of my great memories of a time together with him. And it was only a couple of months later, after his wife had moved down with their son, that she phoned me up the morning after the last time I'd seen him, and he died. And he'd just gone to sleep after being at our house the night before and never woke up. And he was 39. And, if you get a chance next time you see your brother or your sister, do something that you're going to remember. Because you never know when you're not going to see them again. Anyway, I told that story at his funeral, and his wife found out what happened to his arm.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill.
At rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.